Welcome to CWH. I'm Mike Salem. My dad, Pastor Salem, believed life's most important question is, how can we know God? In John chapter 14, Jesus provides that answer as he declares, I am the way to God. May God speak to your heart through his word today.
I'm Pastor Salem, and I welcome you to the Christian Worship Hour. And we just rejoice when the weekend comes around and we can all gather together all over the world. Isn't that wonderful? By television and shortwave radio all over the world. And we're worshiping the one Savior, Jesus Christ, Son of God, God himself. And we've been thinking about the great I Ams of Jesus. And so we're going to have where Jesus talks about, I am the way. But before that, I want to read some of the letters, because so many nice letters, and we get people saying, we really enjoy the letters, so let's go. Here's Duluth, Minnesota. It said, we love your services and have been listening to you for many years. Thanks for all you do and your dedication to the Lord. We all believe in the Lord and your excellent teachings. You make it easy for us to understand and bless you. And that is exactly right. We make it so the children can understand. And we hear from children. We have parents that tell us our children listen to the service because we're preaching so the little children can understand what we're talking about. And so we just love to hear from them. Here's Marshalltown, Iowa. And he says, thank you for being here for the whole world. Satan seems to be especially busy right now. Well, believe me, he is busy. I've been in preaching now for 75 years, and I tell you, it's a whole different world, and it's a lot more wicked, and it moves a lot faster, and it's just terrible. And you know why? Because the devil knows that his days are numbered. The devil knows the Bible. He knows what God says, and he knows exactly the Bible tells what's going to happen to him. And so he knows his time is going to be coming to an end, and he's fighting, and he's just doing everything he can to bring us all many people into hell as he can. This is what's going to happen to Satan. You can have a count on it because God says it in the Bible. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 10. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. So that's his future. He knows what it is. It's going to happen. But just think of the multitudes of people he takes with him, because they choose the devil and they don't choose Jesus. And then you'll say, oh, no, I didn't choose the devil. I just didn't choose Jesus. I'm neutral. Don't people love to be neutral? Don't stand for anything. Well, Jesus said something about that. He says, if you're not for me, he that is not for me is against me. There is no neutral. You're a Christian or you're not a Christian. You have Jesus or you don't have Jesus. You're going to heaven or you're going to hell. It's black, it's white, there's no way around it. And so you need to make that decision. Ask Jesus to come into your heart. Save you. That's what he wants to do. Here is one that says is from Eagle, Nebraska. I'm sending you a little money because you asked for it, and you are cleaner than a hound's tooth. Something that my dad's generation would say. Yes, see, that's exactly right. I'm her dad's generation. We used to talk about cleaner than a hound's tooth, and that means that they were really up and clear as a bell. Well, that's a Christian worship hour. And you know why I can say that? Because we're a member of an international organization called the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. And they audit our books, and they know everything about this organization. There's only one thing they don't know about this organization, and that is I got a corn on my left foot. That's the only thing they don't know. And so when you send money to this thing, you know it's going exactly where we say, and it's all accounted, and they have a website. You can look us up on the website and see exactly what our budget is and how we're paying it, exact the whole thing. All right, and so we need to have your help is what I'm really telling you. And at the close of the service, I'll give you the address, so get your pencil and paper ready. Here's one that says, I love this letter. Winchester, California. On one of your most recent mailings, you mentioned broadcasts of your services are going to Africa, among other countries. My son Mark, who died in 2010, had dreams of going to Africa as a missionary. It's a great comfort to know that maybe my donations, though small, helps in some way to take God's salvation plan to Africa. While Mark was never able to go, they, through your faithful service, are hearing God's good news. Isn't that a beautiful letter? And that's what God says, how are they going to believe if they don't hear? In Romans 10, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how can they preach except they be sent? And so here's this Mark. He wanted to go, but God had other plans. And so here we are carrying the same gospel that Mark would have had exactly to the people of Africa and China and all over the world. By shortwave, 90% of the world's population. One other letter I just have to share, and that is in Thermopolis, Wyoming. Keep sharing God's word. I'm only turning 70, and you're like a spiritual father to me. It means more to me than you know when you say the Christian Worship Hour special people loves us, and we also remind you love us. Have a great day. And so this is your spiritual daughter. And this is what God says in John 15:12. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. That's the mark of the Christian. God is love. And when we have God, we love, and we let them know it. And that love is genuine. We pray for you. We love you. And we're going to see you in heaven if you take Jesus. But you got to be born again. You have to accept Jesus. But let's look at this, what Jesus talks about. This one of the great I ams of the Lord Jesus. He asks a question, and it's people are asking today, and you should be asking. If you aren't, you should ask, because it's the most important question you can ask in all of the world. If you live to be 100 years old or older, you couldn't ask a more important question. So when you listen with all of your heart. I'm going to answer that question. Listen with all of your strength. Put everything else away for the next few minutes. Listen to what I have to say, and this is what the question is. How do we know the way to God? How do we know the way to God? 2,000 years ago, the 11 disciples asked that question, and they asked the question, how can we know the way? They meant, how can we know the way to God? 4,000 years ago, Job asked it too, and he says, oh, that I might see him, that is God. Where can I find him? Job asks, and Jesus tells them, he answers them. This is what Jesus told them. Let not your heart be troubled, John 14. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you into myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither ye go, and the no way ye know. And Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus answered him and said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And so this Jesus is going to tell them now how you get to heaven. And he starts out, he says, let not your heart be troubled. See, they want to be in heaven. They want to be with God. They want to go to heaven when they die, but they don't know how to get there. And I wish everybody in the world, you ought to be asking that question, because eternity depends upon it. Because if you're not with God, you're with the devil in hell. That's exactly what it is. How can I get to so I can be with God? I'm a poor lost sinner. And Jesus said, he says, you believe in God, believe also in me. He says, it's not enough to believe in God. Everybody believes in God except the fool. Everybody believes in God. But Jesus says you have to believe in me too. You believe in God, believe also in me, Jesus. You have to trust Jesus. You have to come to God through Jesus. He says, I'm the way. And he says, you must also just believe in him because I am the way. And so Peter's talking to him by the rest, and he talks about him. He says, he wants to know where God is going to be and where Jesus is going to be. And how do you get there? And where can that possibly be? And Jesus says, there are many mansions in my house. And so God has this whole world belongs to God, really. And the devil is just trying to make a hell out of it. But Jesus is going to straighten that out when he comes again. And so Jesus is saying, I have many mansions. In my house are many mansions. There are different rooms. And I'm going to be in one room, and you can be in the other room when you're here on this earth. This is part of my abode too, see? And so I'm going to come, and then I'll receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. So I'm going to take you into this beautiful place called heaven. And I have a mansion prepared for you, just has your name on it. And you won't have to pay rent, and nobody can put you out, and you have a beautiful view. I hope I have a view of the mountains and some deer running around or something. I don't know. It'll just be wonderful. I know I'm going to be there, not because I've been preaching. I'm going to be there because I accepted Jesus. I asked him into my heart as a 10-year-old boy, and that settled it right there. I belong to him, and I'm going to be with him. So Jesus, and he's talking, and they want to know how to get there. And this other place is just beautiful. And the reason that I'm going, he says, I go to prepare a place for you. I'm going to leave you. I'm going to have to leave you here. And I'm going to go to another place, and I'm going to prepare a place for you. And he says, a place for you. But he says, I will come again. I will come again. And I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. My wife Beulah was with me 59 years. And then Jesus came and said, your mansion is ready, and I'm going to take you. He didn't say, come on over here. He came and took her by the hand, carried her, took her into heaven, see? And that's just prepared for her and nobody else. And Jesus says, and he says, come again. I will receive you unto myself. There where I am, there you may be also. And then Peter says, yes, but Peter says, he's just wondering about this place and all about that. And then Thomas, he has the question. And he says, Lord, we don't know the way. We don't have the roadmap. Thomas, they call him Doubting Thomas. Don't call him that. Call him Honest Thomas. He just didn't understand it. There are people, they put on such a big show, they think they know every act. You think they knew everything under the sun. They don't know any more than I do. And so Thomas says, Lord, we don't know the way. We just don't know the way. And then Jesus comes up and he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And so, Peter, if you want to get to heaven, and he's telling me if I want to get to heaven, and he's telling you or wherever you might be, in Africa, China, Japan, who knows where, South Dakota, if you want to get to heaven, you have to come through Jesus. Believe in me because there's no other name, there's no other way. And if you don't have Jesus, there isn't any hope for you because there's only one way, and Jesus is that way. He says, you see, Jesus really got really narrow-minded. And he says that, and he talks about us, and he says, you can come to me. But he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man, nobody goes to the heaven but through me. Now, Jesus talks about the thieves and the robbers and those that are going to try to sneak in some other way. And so we have all kinds of teachings. And every one of these teachings, they might teach anything under the sun. The cults teaching the wildest things. And then so many liberal people and not really preaching the word. And they'll say, oh, if you just get baptized, or you'll be all right. Or if you just do enough good works, if you do more good works than bad works, you'll get all right. Yeah, that's not in the Bible, not in the Bible. Jesus says only one way. And maybe you got a plan and maybe they've another way to travel and it makes sense to you and you like the way it sounds. You got to talk. Somebody can talk pretty fast to you and you swallow it, hook, line, and sinker. But what does God say? There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is destruction. And so there has to this, there's just this one way, this wonderful Jesus. The hymn writer puts it like this. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its worth. It sounds like music in mine ear. It's sweetest name on earth. It tells me of a Savior's love who died to set me free. It tells me of the precious blood, that sinner's perfect plea. It tells me that my Father hath in store for every day, as though I tread a darksome path, yields sunshine all the way. It tells of all the loving care, and can feel my deepest woe, who in each sorrow bears a part that none can hear below. And then the chorus, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. In all of my sin, in all of my evil doings, in all of my bad thoughts, in all of the grief and all of my following Satan, all of those things, Jesus says, if you just trust me, I'll take them all away, all your sins are washed away. Jesus tells his troubled, fearful disciples out here, as he talks to them, he says, just trust me. And he says, labor on and never despair. And then he says, when you're done with your work, he says, I will come again, and I'll receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Has there been a time when you thought maybe God didn't remember you? When the cloud storms broke over your head, when health broke, or a loved one was taken, or the business failed, or the children went wrong, or you felt deserted and forsaken, have you thought, God doesn't know I even exist? God has forgotten me. I am deserted now. He'll forget me. But just remember this. Jesus says, I'll come again. I'll come again. 98 years I've been waiting. And just keep busy. Get your work done. I'll take you home. I'll come in due time at my own time. You know, God has given us a time to be born. You didn't decide when you were going to be born. You didn't decide what country you're going to be born in. You didn't decide whether what color, kind of skin you're going to have. You didn't have one thing to say when you were born, and I didn't either. And when we come to death, we shouldn't have anything to say. We just leave with the Lord. It's all in his hands. And isn't that wonderful that we can give it to Jesus? Because here, supposing that you're going along and God says, I'll tell you the day you're going to die. And so you put it down, and it's going to be 3 months, 2 months. What are you going to do in that time? I got a letter from a lady that says she has terminal cancer. And she says, and she's telling about how some of her feelings. And I'm telling her about writing back. I called her. Told her, listen, you're just as normal as you can be. We all feel that way if we have that against us. But just give it to Jesus. And just trust in him and just say, dear Jesus, I know you'll do the right thing. And I know that all things work together for good to those that love the Lord. And I know that I love you and you know that I love you. And so then I'm just going to leave it with you. And when that time comes, Jesus will come. He won't send somebody to get you, an angel to pick you up, but he's going to come. He's going to take you in his own arms and carry you. And you will never have to be alone. When you come to die, and we're all coming to that place, and I'm coming to that place, I'll never die alone. I'll have Jesus with me. The poet put it this way. When I come to the river at ending of day, when the last winds of sorrow have blown, there'll be somebody waiting to show me the way. I won't have to cross Jordan alone. Oftentimes I'm forsaken and weary and sad when it seems that my friends have all gone. There's one thought that cheers me and makes my heart glad. I won't have to cross Jordan alone. I won't have to cross Jordan alone. Jesus died for my sins to atone. When the darkness I see, he'll be waiting for me. I won't have to cross Jordan alone. And so at death, there it is, this wonderful Lord Jesus. He's going to come and take us. And you won't have to worry about where am I going or how can I know the way. I know Jesus. You see, Jesus is the way. Sometimes people think it's the church that's the way, and sometimes it's works, and sometimes it's ritual, and sometimes it's some craziest teachings under the sun. But there are people that will believe it because they don't listen to Jesus. They don't know what Jesus has to say. And so then they follow anything, see. But Jesus, I know the way. The way is a person. It's not an organization. It's not anything else. It's a person. Jesus says, I am the way. And when you have Jesus, you have the way, see. And how do you have Jesus? You simply ask him to come into your heart. I did that when I was 10 years old. 88 years ago, just think of it. I remember it as plain as day. It was an old country schoolhouse, and we had a pastor come in, an evangelist. The Christian Missionary Alliance Church had a pastor come in, Vernon Egebroughton. He's been with Jesus long, long time now, and he preached the Word of God, and he preached the Bible, and he told them, I said, oh, yes, I want to have Jesus. And I came up to a little bench. It was a country school. We used to come and sit on that bench and recite our lessons. And I came up and I knelt at that bench. And Vernon Egebroughton said, you just pray now, pray with me. Just say, dear Jesus, I'm sorry for my sins. I ask you to take my sins away. And I'll turn from my sins the best way I can. If you come from the pig pen, don't go back to the pig pen. You live a different life. But God is in you now. The Spirit is in you and He'll help you. And so just say, dear Jesus, sorry for my sins. Ask you to come into my heart. I'll turn from my sins the best I can. Thank you, Jesus. And when you make that prayer, you are born again. You have that new birth. It's called so many things, born again, new birth, born from above, and all of these. But it just means the same thing. It means you've asked Jesus into your heart. You see, God is telling us, I know your sins, and I died for your sins. And he's telling us through the great prophet Isaiah. God is saying, come now. Do it now. Come to Jesus now. Come now. Let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. That means that all of my sins are washed away. Wouldn't you like to know some of my sins? Ha, ha. You'll never find them. You'll never see them. They'll never show. They're under the blood of the Lamb, washed away. And God says, your sins and iniquities will I remember no more. You just come to me. You take my Son as your Savior. And the verse I love the most in the Bible is John 5:24, where Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, now you've heard it, and believeth on him that sent me, you can just simple childlike faith, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life. The moment you pray it, you have it, and you'll never lose it. It'll be with you forever. So Jesus says, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation. That means you won't go into hell, but you're passed from death unto life. That's heaven. How can you turn that away? Right now, as we close our service, just make that prayer in your own way. I prayed with a man I don't think he'd ever prayed before. He had brain cancer, and he's been dead now for some time, and the Lord took him home. When he ended his prayer, he says, and thank you, dear Jesus. Amen. He didn't know you're supposed to say amen. And he said, goodbye. Instead of amen, goodbye. Say what you want to say. Just talk to Jesus. And if you accept Jesus into your heart, you write to us. You write to us at the Christian Worship Hour, Box 2002, Aberdeen, South Dakota, 57402. And we will send you literature. You say, I've accepted Jesus, send me some literature. Anywhere in the world, we'll send it. And we'll send it free and postpaid. And how can we do that? Because Christian people are standing behind this ministry. And if you think this ministry is of the Lord, if you think it's something that God is using and that God is in it, then you have to help us pay our way. And like God tells us, you have not because you ask not. Tell the people that you have a need. If you never say you don't have any needs, they don't think you have any needs. We've been in the work now, this ministry, for over 40 years. And God's people have paid the way, all the way. Christian Worship Hour, Box 2002, Aberdeen, South Dakota, 57402. And then somebody will say, how do I know how you're going to spend it? I hear people buying boats and houses and things like that. Well, at 98 years old, I won't be buying a lot anymore. But we're a member of the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability, an international organization, and they audit our books, and they check us right to the point, and every penny is accounted for, and so you can count on it. And then if you would like to have our little Bible study, we have a little Bible study we put out this month. It's 8 Ways to Overcome Discouragement. You just say, I'd like to have the new song. And you can write to us at any time, send a gift and help us. So now we're going to pray. And in our prayer, we always pray for the persecuted church. We're praying for the church in Mexico. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the multitudes of people that have prayed that prayer right now. And now their names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. They're going to be at the marriage feast of the Lamb. I'm going to see them in heaven. We're going to talk about it, and I can't wait, Lord. Just bring them in by hell. Help them to think there and rebuke Satan and to get him out of the picture so they don't right now open their heart to you. Bless the people in Mexico, Lord, some of them going through hard times, and encourage them and help them to know that they're encouragement to us. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So we pray for you all on the beds of sickness and young people and all of the rest. And then I have to close. And I have to close by telling you something. God loves you. You say, not with all my sins. Yes, with all your sins. He saved the chief of sinners, Paul. He'll save you. God loves you so much. God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus, God does that. And all of our workers in the Christian Worship Hour for over 40 years, we love you and we want you to come to Jesus. And I want to tell you one thing too. I love you. I gave my whole life, all of my life, to bring that message to you so you'd come to Jesus, because I love you. I want you to come. But you have to make the choice. Choose now, and I'll see you when we walk the golden streets of heaven. God bless you.
My dad loved to preach because it gave him the opportunity to tell people of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to learn more about having a personal relationship with Jesus and grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, visit our website at cwh.org. You can stream more programs, subscribe to our monthly newsletter, and view pastors' devotionals. We would be most grateful if you would pray for this ministry and help us financially to continue proclaiming the gospel. God bless you.